When the Texans need to make a second round pick, they need to turn to Andre Johnson, right?
I guess so.
Well, we got the man right here in Philadelphia, and you're going to do something pretty cool on the second day of the draft. What's going on?
I'm here to announce the second round pick for the Texans.
How nervous does that make you?
I'm not nervous at all.
you were a first round pick yourself, so yeah. You've done everything. But what went into that? How quickly did you jump at the opportunity? What was that like?
Well, Rick Smith gave me a call and told me about it, and I just checked my schedule and I had nothing to do, so I just took it.
Yeah, retirement. You got nothing much going on, so they're putting you to work already, right?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to the draft when I was coming out, so this is my first draft. So.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. I want to talk about that. What was your draft day like? We've seen the pictures, we've seen the video, but when it started on Saturday morning back in 2003, what were you thinking? Because you could have gone as high as 1, 2, or 3, but there's another receiver that went in front of you, amazingly.
Yeah, I really didn't know what to expect. I was just excited, you know, about being drafted. You know, I didn't really know exactly where I would go. You know, people say you can go here, go there. You know, you listen to all the mock drafts and things like that. But I was just excited to get drafted.
Did you hear much from other teams before you were actually picked on that day?
No, I actually hadn't received a phone call until the Texans got on the clock. So they called me when they got on the clock, and it was just like, you know, hey, just bear with us. We'll see what we're going to do. And my phone rang again, and they told me they were taking me.
How much of the actual conversation do you remember? Because we see the excitement. We see you, you know, hugging your mom and everything. I mean, do you remember what was actually said?
They just called me and they just told me, like, Andre, you're going to be a Texan. And I was like, okay. So when they told me that, I just wanted to hear it on TV. I didn't really wasn't caring about what they were saying on the phone. And once I heard it on TV, everybody was excited, you know, screaming, jumping around. And they had to call me back, actually, because it was so much excitement. I dropped my phone and all that stuff. So it was just it was a great moment.
I bet you weren't the first, and I'm sure you won't be the last to do that as far as dropping a phone. Okay, Brian Cushing is making the third-round selection, so yours is going to be much better, right, as far as the delivery and all that?
I don't know, man. I'm just going to go up there and announce the pick, but it'll be a great experience.
Andre, so great to see you. Good luck. Let's pick a good one for the second rounder, and we'll see you again real soon. Sound good?
Yeah.